I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says the brief weekend uprising in Russia clearly weakened Vladimir Putin, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
What comes next?
This is a moving picture, and I don't think we've seen the last act.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells the Council on Foreign Relations the uprising underlined Putin's complete failure in Ukraine, but he notes the biggest roadblock to negotiating a peaceful end to the war remains Putin's mindset that he can outlast both Kyiv and all of us.
The more we're able to disabuse him of that notion, the more likely it is that at some point he'll come to the table.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged NATO on Wednesday to send his country a clear signal it can join the military alliance when Russia's war in Ukraine ends, Reuters correspondent Chris Dagum reports.
Zelensky made the comments at a press conference alongside the presidents from Poland and Lithuania, who made a surprise visit to Kyiv and vowed to do everything they can to ensure that Ukraine becomes a member of NATO as soon as possible. The two visiting leaders also expressed concern over the arrival of Russian mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin in Belarus, where he has gone into exile after leading his Wagner private militia in a stunning but brief mutiny against Moscow. Earlier on Wednesday, Zelensky said in a speech to Parliament on Ukraine's Constitution Day that global leaders should stop thinking about how the Kremlin would react to Ukraine joining NATO and described Russia's leaders as bandits.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Ukrainian forces are advancing slowly but surely on the front lines in the east and southeast of the country, as well as the long-standing flashpoint of Bakhmut, senior military officials said on Wednesday.